The sermon title today is, It Is Written. Faith is what? You've heard us say many, many times. Acting upon what you believe to be true. As believers in God's Word, we believe it, we stand on it, and we act upon it. The Bible depicts us as Christians as people of faith. In fact, in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, it says we are of the household of faith. Wednesday at Bible study, we went around the table, and it was from one person to another person. I've just got something to share. I've got a testimony to share. God has done this. God has done that. There were 7 answers to prayer, 7 miracles of God. In the past month, we have had people healed. We have had people saved. We have had people delivered. The more you as a believer believe the Word, stand on the Word, and act on the Word, the more you will see that God's goodness will come through that. We will see His goodness over and abundantly when we stand on His Word. When we boil Satan's attack down, it's always an attack on His Word. Doubt it. If you doubt it, doubt is unbelief. Confusion about the Word is unbelief. Questioning God's Word is unbelief. Early in January, I mentioned the Genesis attack. And you're going to be hearing more about that in the next few weeks to come. But today, turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3, we're going to read verses 1 through 6, and then we'll back up and review it. But in chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 1, it says, Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And then the serpent said to the woman, You shall surely not die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. In verse 6, So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he also ate. Now verse 4 again, it says, Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Do you see the question that Satan wants to enter into Eve's mind? We talk about in Ephesians chapter 6 that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, rulers of darkness. We talked about in the scripture that you need to put on the helmet of salvation for the fiery darts of the wicked one. And we see the fiery dart that's being shot here at Eve today of whether she's going to accept it, whether she's going to receive it, whether she's going to toy with it, whether she's going to talk to it. Satan, are you sure that's what he meant? Are you sure that's what God meant? It's a very simple question, isn't it? Really? This attack has been going on ever since this attack. In the hearts and the minds of the unbeliever, but it also takes place in the believer as well. The attack is on God's Word. Getting her to question whether God really said it, whether God really meant it, or was that really what God was saying? If we look at verse 2, it says, And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden. But in verse 3, But of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. God has said. So Eve said, This is what God has said. But Satan says, Are you sure that's what he meant? Everyone in this room can relate to this questioning of God's Word in your life. How many of us have accepted the Lord Jesus at one time or another in our life, and as soon as when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the adversary was there to try to steal it away? Satan's questions, are you sure that you're saved? Maybe it was just an emotional thing that you went through at the time. Maybe you're just thinking it happened. In fact, I'm sure that many of you are going through this issue right now in your life. Satan wants you to question God's word. He wants you to step into unbelief because God operates through faith. He never operates in unbelief. I want to say that again. Because God operates through faith, He never operates through unbelief. Let's do a comparison. Look at Eve's response in verse 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. God had said, just because she said, God has said, didn't really mean she believed it, does it? People say a lot of things, but it doesn't mean that they really believe it. Now let's look at the comparison. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, which we were there in CE this morning. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. And verse 1 says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the high holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over and in their hand over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on a high and exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. And then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. You see, the adversary wasn't just challenging Jesus for who he was or what he was. He was questioning God's word, wanting Jesus to question God's word. In verse 3, it says, now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, what? It is written. Do you see the response difference from Eve in comparison to Jesus? Eve, God has said, but what is your confidence level in this response compared to Jesus' response? In verse 6 it says, and he said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And look at what Jesus said in verse 7. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. In verse 8 he says, and again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and said, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. In verse 8 through 11, if you were in an orchestra, it would be like a crescendo that would be taking place in verse 10. It is written, and I am proclaiming it. And what was Jesus doing? He was believing the word, he was standing on the word, and he was acting upon the word. Just exactly what you need to be doing in your own entire of your life. The entirety of your life. Many times we will think what we need to say, but we don't say it. Many times we need to be proclaiming what our stance is. We need to be proclaiming what the Word of God says to the adversary. He has to back down. He has to back away. He has to go away from us because we are standing on the Word of God, because Jesus defeated the adversary in the wilderness. How? By the Word of God. So it's not only important that we read it quietly, but we also read it loudly. We've said that many times. God is all-knowing, everywhere present, and He is all-powerful, and Satan is none of those things. He only knows what you tell him. He only knows what he sees your life doing. The things that you involve your life in is the things that he sees where there's different attacks that he can attack you at. If you're involved in the Word of God, you not only need to be reading the Word of God, but you need to be proclaiming the Word of God in your life. It is written. This is what God's Word says. I believe it because He said it. I believe it and I will stand on it because He said it. I will act on it because He said it. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians in chapter 11. In 2 Corinthians in chapter 11, in verse 3, he says, "But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Some Bibles say sincerity or sincere. "For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." You put up with it, why? Because you've been allowed to be corrupted from the simplicity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Led astray. Your minds, your thoughts led astray from the simplicity or the sincerity of Christ. This is a picture of the church in America today. The church in America, through deception of Satan, rather than believing God's word, they are questioning God's word and is walking in unbelief. The church is intermingling creation and evolution. We see that. Walking away from the sanctity of life, not only accepting but also embracing an alternate lifestyle. Embracing marriage outside of what God has ordained. A famous evangelist once said, if God doesn't bring judgment against America, he would have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And that was 30 years ago. How would that same preacher feel today if he was still alive today? This church is going to grow, and this church is going to continue to thrive because we are standing on the truth of the gospel. And I believe not everyone, but there are a lot of people out there, they want to know the truth. And this church is going to preach the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, in what area of your life or something that you are dealing with, that when you boil it down, the adversary is trying to get you to doubt God's word. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to doubt God's word. Because when you're walking in doubt, you're walking in unbelief. We do not doubt God's word. We stand on God's word because we believe it and we act upon it. It is written. Is it salvation or in the area of salvation? Is it in the area of a relationship? Is it in the area of healing? Is it in the area of deliverance to doubt God's word? It is written. I can walk in salvation because it is written. I can walk in deliverance because it is written. I can walk in healing because it is written. I can walk in wholeness. I can walk in eternal life because it is written. Not because Leo said it, but because it's written in the Word of God. And the Word of God is pure. What did we say in CE this morning? Tom read the Scripture. It is settled in heaven. This is not going to change. Isn't that what Jesus says? The world will pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of this Word shall pass away. We can believe it. Christians, we need to be believing the Word of God as it is written and not adding things to it. And the church in America continues to add things to it. Okay, we believe in the Big Bang. Or we believe in, okay, there was a design. We believe that there's a designer, whoever that designer was. But we also believe in evolution. You can't believe in both because you're walking in unbelief. It's written as God says it is written. We said that this morning, and see, you didn't come from a monkey, and you didn't have relations that were hanging in a tree. Now, maybe some of you thought some of them should have been, but they're not. Man was created from the dust of the ground. He wasn't created from a monkey. There's no such a thing as evolution. Somebody said in one of the questions in the Bible, what about all the species that are in the Bible? Noah couldn't get them all on the ark. It doesn't say anything about species. It says a kind, the kind of animal. That reduces it down so much smaller and smaller and smaller that there's a kind. The Bible is something that you can believe today and you can trust it and you can say, it is written for my life. What area of your life today have you entered in where there's been doubt in your life? Have a healing in your life? You just think, well, I believe that God heals. I believe that God did heal, but I don't think that God can heal me. Then you're walking in unbelief. You need to walk in belief. God, there is nothing that our God cannot do. So many of us, we will question our faith and question our relationship with Jesus. And you need to be able to speak out and say, it is written. Say this with me today. It is written.
It is written.
I am a child of God.
I belong to Jesus.
It is written.
It is written.
He is my Savior.
He is my Savior.
And I belong in heaven.
It is written.
Heaven is my home. This place is not my home. It is written. Because God said so. It is settled in heaven. The Word of God is pure. The Word of God is without mistake. It is settled in heaven. God rules. Heaven rules. And He's ruling in my life. Amen. Let's pray. Will you stand with me today? Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we rejoice in your goodness, your grace, your mercy. We rejoice that we can stand on your word because your word is true and it is settled in heaven, and we can believe it, we can have faith in it, and we can walk in it. This church is going to walk in it. This church is going to have faith in it, and this church is going to act on it because we believe the word of God. And we praise you forevermore. Bless these families that came out today. Bless these couples that came out today. Bless these young people with these little children today. I pray that you would open the windows of heaven. You would pour out your blessings upon your people today. And I ask it all. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,
amen.
God bless you all. Have a great day.